Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The ACC took it on the field and in the polls during week one. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Clemson was the only ACC team that lost and did not plummet in the various top 25 polls. Guess that's because the Tigers and Georgia Bulldogs were equally inept at moving the football. Not a single offensive touchdown the entire game. UNC dropped from number 9 or number 10 to 24th or 25th, depending on which poll you looked at. Virginia Tech jumped from unranked and a coach under fire to number 19, and a new co-favorite with Miami and Virginia to win the ACC Coastal. Carolina will have to fight back in. Sure, there were upsets and surprises all over college football, which should be expected the first week when teams are rated more for their records last year and recruits they signed over the summer. Second-ranked Oklahoma nearly suffered one of the worst upsets in history before beating Tulane. Number 11 Oregon had to rally to slip Fresno State. UCLA, which wasn't ranked, beat number 16 LSU, which should not be ranked this week. Number 20 Washington lost to Montana. Best news for the ACC was Florida State barely losing to number 9 Notre Dame in overtime. The Seminoles need to be back in the national picture to help the league's reputation. Georgia Tech, which got the second most offseason hype behind Carolina, lost to Northern Illinois. Ouch! Louisville didn't help, getting smoked by Ole Miss. And Duke, which blew out UNC Charlotte last year, lost to the 49ers 31-28. Oh, brother, the ACC is back to being known as a basketball conference, even though the Big Ten, Big 12, and SEC are all better in both sports. When NC State blows out terrible South Florida, Wake Forest routes Old Dominion, BC clobbers Colgate, Pitt pummels UMass, and Virginia waxes William & Mary, there isn't much to brag about. Mack Brown is right about the polls should not starting until midway through the season and be based on the first six or seven games. The Tar Heels weren't the ninth or tenth best team in the country, and now Virginia Tech gets credit for beating a top tenner. And in one basketball poll, Hubert Davis was the 15th best coach in the ACC. I don't know where Hubert stands or starts, but it's not at the bottom of the league. This is Archansky. See ya.